In an effort to unify a factionalized Democratic Party, President Joe Biden met with House Democrats privately as the party spars over a vote for a $1.5 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package and the president's larger $3.5 trillion Build Back Better social and climate spending plan. Part morale booster and part instructional, Biden emphasized the art of compromise and discussed a top line of $2.3 trillion for his Build Back Better vision. He also urged passage of both bills, regardless of the time it takes, something he reiterated to the press while leaving the meeting.
I'm telling you, we're going to get this done. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
But action has ground to a halt in Congress, despite House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's insistence there would be a vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal that's popular, but has become snared in the debate over Biden's broader $3.5 trillion Build Back Better measure. Progressives say they won't vote on the bipartisan bill unless it's tied to the president's Build Back Better package. That's a years-in-the-making collection of Democratic priorities. It would raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy and plow that money back into government health care, education, and other programs touching the lives of countless Americans. Biden and his party are promising to deliver vision, dental, and hearing care for seniors, free kindergarten to youngsters, strategies to tackle climate change, and more with a slim majority in Congress. Holdout Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is refusing to budge on his demands for a smaller price tag of around $1.5 trillion for Biden's large vision. Biden says the ultimate price tag, though, is zero, because tax revenue would cover the spending costs. While a handful of conservative Democrats like Manchin are stalling the legislation from moving forward, lawmakers came out of the meeting with the president downplaying the party's divisions, calling it a sign of democracy. Here's Dean Phillips of Minnesota and Hakeem Jeffries of New York speaking to reporters.
The best families I know have conflict. It's not about the conflict itself, it's how you resolve it. And we're resolving it. It just happens to be in a public fashion. And I almost guarantee you we are going to get this done. And it will be historic. It will be transformational.
Democrats are a coalition. We are not a cult. We are incredibly diverse in every possible way. And, of course, also ideological.
But why wait till the 11th hour to resolve
And, of course,
it?
Ideological. No one's waited until the 11th hour. We are still in the infancy of Joe Biden's presidency. And we've already done something of enormous significance, and that is the American Rescue Plan.
But forcing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to delay a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure deal, something she had promised to conservative Democrats, is a show of progressives' power. And several progressives say they have no intention of backing down their push for the president's full agenda. Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
We're laser-focused on trying to make sure that we establish universal pre-K, free community college, expanding Medicare. That's what we want to deliver for people, and that's what we're fighting to protect.
They're trying to come up with a framework. Is a framework enough, an agreed-upon framework?
We need a vote. We need to be real. Are we going to deliver universal pre-K to this country or not? Are we going to expand health care to our seniors and include vision and dental or not? Are we going to invest in housing so that people back home in NYCHA can actually get hot water in wintertime or not? That's what we need to know, and I know we're all committed to the same goal.
Meanwhile, to prevent layoffs of thousands of federal highway transportation workers and others, the House passed a stopgap measure to fund the government through December 3rd and a 30-day extension of surface transportation programs that are expiring with the fiscal year's end. That could have been avoided had they passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill, something Republicans took aim at during the vote. Here's Missouri Republican Representative Sam Graves.
Republicans warned that a partisan path would put us in a position like this, and here we are. Short-term extensions are extremely detrimental to the states, to the stakeholders, and to the jobs that support these critical projects and the programs.
With Republicans all opposed to the president's Build Back Better vision, deriding it as a slide to socialist-style spending, the political stakes could hardly be higher. Pushing the package is testing not just Biden, but Pelosi and some of the leading figures in the Democratic Party, whose legacies will be shaped by whether they succeed or fail. Democrats barely passed the Affordable Care Act when they last had power in Congress, and it cost them. They lost power afterwards, but were able to deliver a major vision and promise to the American people: health coverage for millions who previously had none. For some Democrats, like Minnesota's Phillips, a repeat of that with Biden's Build Back Better agenda is worth it.
Self-preservation over principle. I'm sick of it. And as I just said moments ago, if some of us lose our jobs over it, myself included, what a heck of a career in Congress we would have had. Conversely, if we don't get it done, what a shameful career in Congress.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.